I'm grateful tonight, too, for this service, the readings tonight, to trust in truth and have no other trust. I know before coming here, I did have many other trusts. I didn't really know what God was, and how can you trust something if you don't really know what it is? So I'm grateful for a much deeper understanding of God. I'm grateful for all the activities we have in this church that deepens this understanding. I was thinking today how if you don't have this understanding of God, you would be tempted to look elsewhere. When we drive around New Jersey sometimes, take a drive, often in the towns we see shops, astrology shops, or tarot card reading shops. And I thought, this comes about when you don't understand who and what God is, and you're looking for other answers. Years ago, in working with a practitioner in this church, she taught us the importance to understand about something like astrology, spiritualism, all those things. It's nothing to be ignorant about. In the Blue Book, on page 199, Mrs. Eddy says, astrology, belief in a horoscope, is a mortal thought, and it does actually affect human lives until it is overcome by Christian Science. Every human being comes under its influence unless and until we meet it with the truth. Astrologists believe that a man can improve on his horoscope. And then Mrs. Eddy said, we were also to know that there was no solar, lunar, or planetary influence. Now, with this practitioner that I worked with, she taught me about this. I had never thought about it before. I thought, well, it was none of my business because I was a Christian Scientist after all. But after this teaching from her, when I looked at my astrological sign, I was almost shocked at how much my human personality would seem to line up with it. And I realized that it is something that I do have to handle. I do have to be aware of it and to know that my individuality is in God and it is not in any way influenced by planetary movement. In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy says in her chapter, Animal Magnetism Unmasked, the planets have no more power over man than over his maker, since God governs the universe. But man, reflecting God's power, has dominion over all the earth and its hosts. Now that is the truth, but we need to be awake to the belief so that we can handle it with the understanding of the truth, so that we can trust in truth and have no other trust. We turn to God for all our answers, and in doing so, we are blessed. I'm so grateful to be here tonight, and for the beautiful music, readings, and testimonies. Thank you all.